From Montreal, Canada, it's the Travel World Radio Show.
All aboard!
Travel World. Liberty Works Radio Network.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
Ooh! Push that button.
Ah, yes. And the crazy gang of four is here today with Willem and Steve and Joab.
Good morning.
And Sandra Phillips in the studio talking about her trip to England and Ireland and
touring around by motor coach and with Colette vacations. And you have that image sometimes of motor coach tours, but it's really changed as an industry over the past decade. It's not the motor coach tours of yesterday.
You bet.
You had a good time.
Fabulous.
What exactly...
We can't hear you until you talk into the mic.
Right into the microphone. You should know better than that.
Radio man and everything.
Man.
Well, first of all, you have to think of it as... Do you ever want to be, like, really rich and have a personal chauffeur take you everywhere you went?
Yeah.
And drop you
on the
hotel.
Hang on, Sandra.
Take your bags.
Now talk.
Okay. Take your bags, carry them in for you, and then explain everything you need to know along the way as you went. I mean, it's a totally relaxing, mindless, you know, on your part, vacation.
You just get on board, and then everything is taken care of.
Right.
Yeah. Mindless. Before that, Mike slides off and tears a
tears everything apart with it. It's like a landslide effect.
We're having technical difficulties in the studio.
The joy of live
Nothing
radio.
Electrically technical. It's just they're trying to balance a great big microphone stand on a stack of paper.
Okay, you there?
Yes, yeah. We are all here.
Yeah, we hear you fine.
Okay. What I like about it, you know, I'm always looking for good value for money, is the amount that you get for what you pay.
Uh-huh.
For instance, when I added up just the price of all the hotels and the meals that the tours gave me.
Okay.
We were there for about 2 weeks. It came out to $3,500. We're just talking hotels, meals. We're not talking liters of gasoline. We're not talking renting a car. We're not talking $55 to get across the rivers and on the ferries. Just that. How much did the tour cost? Any idea, guys?
No, not a clue.
$3,500.
No, not even.
Higher?
Lower. A lot lower.
Oh, okay. $200.
That's close.
Oh,
okay.
Cool.
$1,900 in low season and $2,300 in high season. So the cost of the entire tour with everything was almost like half of what just it would cost you for the hotels and the meals.
Wow.
So that in itself is a good bargain.
That's good value for money. Of course, Sandra is Montreal Smart Shopping. She wrote the book Smart Shopping Montreal. So if anybody knows a bargain, it's Sandra.
Yeah. The other complaints people had about going on bus tours is, you know, that... You know, it's only a seniors crowd.
Right.
Well, that's not true anymore. The crowd is about half and half.
Move out of the way, I can't see.
No way. The people who were over 55 on the tour moved a heck of a lot faster than the couch potatoes who are a lot younger.
Well, that's true.
It was about half and half. There was young people. There was single women. There was a honeymoon couple.
Oh.
Tell me, you know, these guys aren't going to value
the
rest
like
of their lives.
Were there like four honeymoon couples and 25 singles?
No.
Oh, that's the wrong show.
Wrong show.
Yeah.
Okay. And so also you have this perception you're with people all the time, like everyone's around you. But that's not true because once you get off the bus and you get onto the sites and all, you're on your own. You go off with whoever you want to go off. If you want to be alone, you want to be with someone, you go off. If you were driving yourself to all these places, you'd have to worry, am I on the right road? You couldn't see anything. You'd get tired. You'd have to be... You couldn't even see half the time because of the hedgerows in England.
It blocks the view of the fields
right,
and the buildings behind.
Right, so when you're a bus, you're overlooking all of this. And what I want to talk a little bit about, too, is how do you know which bus tour to take? Because there's a big difference between, even though the prices might look cheaper in one, what's the difference? How do you know what
How
to
do you compare the features? How do you compare what you get in each package?
Right. For instance, when on Colette Vacations, there are all these extras that, for instance, you get to sleep in a castle. I slept in a castle on my English tour. In New Zealand, you get to have dinner with a family.
Did you meet the king of the castle?
Absolutely. Because we had a medieval feast in the castle.
And who was the dirty rascal?
Well, I don't know. He was all in costume. I didn't peek underneath.
Playing with the queen of the manor.
Yeah, yeah. It's the only thing I would think of. Yeah.
Oh, your mind is always there.
And talking about kings,
queen of the manor, yeah.
One of the things on a bus tour is you don't have to do any preparation about what you're going to see, how you're going to see it, the history. You know, some people read up on guidebooks or they go to the net and they start learning about where they want to go or they have to use the guidebook. The tour guide tells you stories and stories. I know all about King Henry and all his loves and all his wives and all the other kings as well. The whole entire history of England from the beginning to today, you wind up learning as you go along the tour.
Which is interesting, actually.
It adds something to the vacation. You aren't just looking at something and wondering what it is.
It brings the people to life, actually.
Yeah. For instance, you know, you went to the castle where Prince Charles had his investiture, and you go to the places where, you know, they hit a queen up in the tower, and you get to see the room
well,
that she was in.
Courtyards where he had his indiscretions, too.
And as far as in Ireland, you get to learn the history of what happens and why we have a Northern Ireland problem today.
Oh, yeah.
And so you get to hear about it, and then you get to see it. So it's history coming alive.
I love that. Yeah.
It makes it a very intriguing experience.
Favorite television channels has that as a slogan.
Okay. So when you're comparing your tours, you're going to look and see...
No.
You're going to look and see how
Where
many...
Where the past comes alive.
Right. Yeah. You look and see how many meals are included. And when you read the words of the description, you have to read carefully because it's... Are you going to visit a location? Or are you going to view, see, or drive by the location?
So look on the left, look on the right, and keep going at 60 miles
an hour.
Exactly.
So, for instance, in Colette tours, you get to visit Anne Hathaway's house. You actually go in, rather other tours might just pass by.
Okay.
Yeah, so the key word there is visit, not to...
Well, yeah, so it's how to interpret the brochure here, what we're talking about.
Now, for instance, also keywords. In Colette Vacations, we stayed at all 4-star hotels in the center of the city. So some places will give you a good hotel, but you're 20 miles out. So if you want to go in at night, you want to go for a meal, you want to go to a bar, you want to take a nap, you can't do that.
You're stuck with the hotel that you're at. You can't visit and experience the destination that you travel to visit if you're stuck in the industrial park somewhere.
Yeah, so those are the kind of questions you want to ask. Also, when we were given our meals, we were given our choice of like 3 different things on the menu. Or you just given a meal, everyone has to eat the same thing, or do you have options? And those are the things.
Steven loves options.
As many as possible.
He said his magic word.
Anyway, so we were on our way. We started off in London, and I'm going to go back to London after and talk about what to do in London with you. But right away, first day out, we were in Stonehenge.
Save that for after the break. I wanted to take a few moments just before the break to draw attention to our webmaster, Yoav, who has done a fantastic job this week on the website for
Travel
World.
Better every day.
Thank you.
TWC.ca. Check it out.
If I should charge that, I'd charge $1 million.
for the work
you... $1 million!
$1 million!
There is merchandise for sale. www.twc.ca. And you can
merchandise for sale.
You can
there is. There's a jacket. That's
a collector's item. Personally,
that is the picture of my ex-girlfriend wearing a jacket, although you can't tell it's her.
Oh, I thought it was the ex-girlfriend for sale.
Dangerous territory here. Dangerous territory.
Come on. Ex-girlfriend.
You'll read all about the people on the show and see
someone
pictures.
I'd rather forget. Anyway.
Of past trips and learn about future episodes and as well have the links and telephone numbers for the suppliers that you hear mentioned on the program, all at twc.ca.
Do you have my British tour up now?
I have, no.
Not yet, okay.
Next week.
But I have he this about big, to giant banner.
Long spiel about it.
On the whole page.
No.
Okay.
Exploring the roadways of England.
Seriously, with all the different links about people and so on.
It's anyway, very interesting site.
Go check it out. You're going to enjoy it. We're going to put lots more stuff there. There's lots of great pictures and captions. Join us for Travel World Following the Break, back with Sandra Phillips. Across America via satellite.
You guys are insane.
Travel World will continue.
Travel World Radio Show.
Life is complex enough without corporate media babble. That's why Zoe Hieronymus cuts right to the chase.
There's no uniformity. There's no fairness.
Right. Of course, that's the way the Republicans are viewing
it. No, that's how any human being. It would be like me and a group of kids sitting around playing a card game, and one has one set of rules, and another has another set of rules, and another has another set of rules. Well, you can't play a legitimate card game.
Political science made easy on The Zoe Show, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. Eastern.
Never in history has it been more important to know and understand the law, especially if you're in business. But while you may know all there is to know about widgets, you're no lawyer, which is why savvy businessmen and women are turning to ACS, American Contracting Services, and the reason? We understand the law. ACS writes and implements employee contracts with full knowledge of and compliance with the tax statutes and regulations in force in all 50 states. Payroll administration is one of the most costly and time-consuming hassles. Just keeping up with annual changes can be a full-time job. Make this the day you unencumber your business and discover the many benefits of employee contracting. Call American Contracting Services at 801-741-8356 or see them on the web at www.americancontracting.com. If writing just one check per pay period appeals to you, call ACS today at 801-741-8356. American Contracting Services, making business simpler. 801-741-8356.
If you're overweight, the Catabolic Diet is the most effective, unbelievable program ever created based on over 100 foods that remove calories from your body. Did you know that every food that enters your body requires various body organs such as liver, spleen, stomach, digestive juices to complete digestion? For example, an ordinary piece of cake that has 300 calories may require 25 calories to complete digestion, but a catabolic food that contains 50 calories may require 100 calories to complete digestion, actually removing fat from your body. Diets based on catabolic foods result in staggering weight losses. According to the doctor that created the program, the diet works 3 times faster than starvation. One lady, written up in the Journal of Medicine, actually lost 256 pounds in a matter of months.
To order the Catabolic Diet for only $19.95, call 1-800-531-7792 to finally lose those unwanted pounds. Call 1-800-531-7792.
I think Special Olympics is wonderful.
It's the best thing that I've ever done in my life.
It's just like a flower. It just made me blossom.
It doesn't matter if you win or lose. Just try your best.
Changed my whole life. My whole attitude.
If I wanted one thing, I wanted to be an athlete. Special Olympics gave me that opportunity.
I just feel a little proud of myself to reach so far.
My family is big. It spreads around this world through Special Olympics.
Hey, if I can train for 15 weeks for a marathon, I can do just about anything.
I'm happy. I'm wonderful. And I think that's great.
Special Olympics inspires greatness in everyone it touches. There are many children and adults with mental retardation right here in this community who can benefit from year-round sports training and competition, but they need your help. Inspire greatness. Support your local Special Olympics program.
30.
Travel World. At an easy, user-friendly airport in Bermuda, which, as we know as travelers, is always something to consider if you can't sort of wangle your way around. But this one is really easy. And when you get off the plane, there's a sort of reggae band playing to welcome you off the plane. Kind of gets you in the mood.
Do they have a repertoire? I mean, the reggae band. When we went to Jamaica, they were playing the same song over and over and over again.
You know what? It was a really quick lineup at customs, so I didn't really hear their whole hit parade.
Friends sharing travel information with friends.
Travel World.
Saturdays, 11 a.m. Eastern on Liberty Works Radio.
Raise a little hell, raise a little.
Ah, yes. The Hellraisers on Travel World. Now, that was a marvelous little promotion that they made for us. We're actually quite happy with that.
Yeah, nice sound coming to you this morning on the Liberty Works Radio Network. Stephen Pickford, Willem Backus, Yoav Saralbo, Sandra Phillips in studio with us, talking about motor coach tours, Colette vacations through England and Ireland.
And Scotland and Wales.
All of them.
All of the United Kingdom.
I am always so interested in the stuff that Sandra does, because she gets to do all the neat things. She finds for all the great bargains. Okay, it does, nothing slips by her.
Yeah, and we did that in on our trips as well. For instance, we discovered if you eat your meals in a pub. Okay. You know, go where the workermen go. You're not going to pay the high prices that you're going to pay when you're out in a tourist restaurant. Mm-hmm. And the size of the meals are so big that a lot of the times you could just share it. There's the volume that they give you. And by the way, pub food is not what pub food used to be. You'd be hard-pressed to find yourself a steak and kidney pie in a pub. England has changed in terms of food. We actually came back. We gained weight on the Colette Vacations tour because the food was so good.
No, I don't believe you, Sandra. The food may be good, but I have never seen you gain weight since I have met you.
Well, that's because we toured a lot. We walked a lot. We climbed a lot of castles.
Sandra, for those who don't know her, is maybe 90 pounds soaking wet. Okay?
You can see me on the new website.
That's right, and you'll see what I mean.
No. So we're getting back to our touring. We started at the beginning at Stonehenge, and it's still a miracle.
Join us at the Circle of Rocks, deep in the woods, just west of town.
Coming up later this year, promotion.
Yeah, the vernal equinox, yes.
And this is the kind of things when you're on a bus tour, but you're just given an audio cassette and earphones, so you don't feel like you're in this crowd of people walking after, you know, a tour guide. You're on your own. You're in the fields. Trying to understand this kind of mystery of life. How did they get the stones here? How did they raise them up? All the stones on the top are perfectly level.
That's the thing about it, is the great mystery of Stonehenge. I mean, I've seen countless programs on it, and people have fostered theory after theory on it.
There are countless ones on them.
It's still worthwhile going to see, yeah.
It's UFOs.
Yeah,
I like that one.
I think that's my favorite one, actually.
It's gotta be.
You think the same as Easter Island near South America?
Oh, those are UFOs, too.
The UFOs?
Everything that has no explanation is UFOs.
JFK shooting, UFOs.
Those are UFOs.
We went from the building of stones to the building of stones, because, of course, a lot of the tour involved churches and cathedrals. And Salisbury Church was along the way, and that's called a calendar church because it has 12 exits for 12 months, 365 windows, and 8,760 columns. You know what that's for? All the hours in a year.
Is there a beach near this place? So there would be a Salisbury Beach?
Salisbury Steak, maybe?
Actually, that's where Salisbury Steak comes from, but Salisbury Beach is one of our favorite destinations in New England, actually.
Yeah. From there, we went on to the Roman Bath. We went to Bath and toured. It's amazing. I mean, the spa technology that we're using now was there.
It's amazing.
We haven't learned anything. Exactly.
It's the same. Now, can you actually get in the water there, or is it just to look at?
I don't know if they've drained it recently.
Actually, not so gross. Because of the Roman plumbing and the way the Romans would run the water and the aqueducts and stuff, the fact that they're still standing today shows just how well made they were.
It was made by Roman hands.
That's right. Yeah. Well, that's what my girlfriend calls me, Roman hands. But no, the thing about the and Russian fingers. But the thing about the Roman architecture is, if it was built back then and it's still there today and some of it is still usable, you can imagine how well the pools must still be cleaned.
Exactly. They have, you know, all piping, hot water, cold water. They had steam baths, many, many rooms, freezes, you know, just beautiful. The spas today should be as pretty as that one still is.
It took until the 1840s until actually London, England was finally, you know, in the street sewers and things like that. And it actually took a cholera epidemic and the Crimean War before they ended up doing
to
that.
Figure
actually,
out
is that part of your notes?
Not yet.
No, not yet.
Sanders got like
we'll
an inch
advanced
thick
copy. And
No, I watch a lot of the History Channel.
Yeah. Now, Willem, you don't need to go to the next place. That was Blarney Castle. Now, do you know what happens when you kiss the Blarney Stone? Which I did.
It turns into a purple dinosaur?
No, you get the gift of gab.
Oh, yeah, he has that.
They were trying to stop me from kissing the stone. But
yeah. We don't need any more.
That was good, yeah.
But in order to do it, first of all, you're in a castle. So you're up on, let's say, the fourth floor of a castle. You have to hang over backwards and kiss, someone's got to hold you, and you've got to kiss it upside down. So you really got to be fairly.
So they really do make you bend over backwards on this tour.
Yes, only to kiss the stone. And of course, then we were in Ireland.
I know someone else who bends over backwards to kiss stones, but that's not a family story.
And we went on, one of the days we went to the Ring of Kerry, which you can liken to in the U.S. if you know, like, Route 1 in UA in California. The beautiful drive from L.A. to San Francisco or in Canada, Cape Breton Island.
Ring of Kerry?
Yeah. So you're looking at beautiful vistas of the gorgeous Ireland that people know from postcards.
That sounds like the consequences of a meal at Joyce Poran's place, the Ring of Curry.
No, got it wrong.
Yeah. And, of course, you can't go to Ireland without going to pubs. And
lots of them.
And Colette Vacations, they took us to the Laurel Singing Pub. And, again, the extras that they give you that glass of Guinness to start your evening off. I don't know if the other tours throw in the freebies. But they
glass of Guinness at every pub?
No, just one.
A drinking tour of Ireland, boy. That you have on to, a bus that is not restroom equipped. No.
You have to have.
That's the best tour I've ever heard of.
You have to have culture along with history, along with religion. You have to, and again, just right in the same vein, we went on to the Milana Dairy Farm. So we actually, and this is again something that other tours don't do, go into the dairy farmer's house, learn from him, you know, all the generations that went before him and how his son is now learning how to farm by going to university.
It's
that's
not the
quite
real house
screen.
Where he lives, is it?
Yep, we were in his home.
Can you imagine
his wife
guy?
Made
Honey,
us
clean up.
Wait, worse than that.
Not a bus tour.
She made us scones and tea. The whole entire busload was in her living room, dining room, kitchen, having tea and scones with them, which is another thing Colette
it's getting to meet
did.
The local people.
Meet the locals and the tastes of the food. The Guinness, the scones and cream. We stopped off for whiskey, what's the whiskey in the coffee? Irish coffee.
Oh, whiskey in the jar.
Yeah, and fish and chips, and they made sure that all of these things, you know, became part of the tour.
You get the overall experience. Yeah, that makes it wonderful, yeah.
Did you experience clotted cream when you were there?
Sure.
What's that?
Clotted cream is like a butter, almost like a butter substance. Although, I remember a story from when I was visiting England with my mother way back when. We visited Corfe Castle in the south of England. And my mother sat down, and all she heard was cream, not the clotted part. And she starts putting it in her tea. And I will never forget.
Oh, it's butter?
I will never forget to this day how my cousin just flipped out. What are you doing? You're putting clotted cream in your tea.
Yes. It's something you would spread on your scones, and you put some jam on it. It's wonderful.
And when Santa does that, you know it's good.
Now, you can't leave Ireland without St. Patrick. So, of course, they took us to the Rock of Cashel, where he came and he preached and he converted the king. And it only took him 7 years to convert everybody else. He was a busy little bunny. And then on to Dublin. I mean, this is where you see the New Ireland and the Old Ireland.
Okay.
And you get to the new generation, people moving back, and how Euro dollars are helping some of the lower income countries reach the level of the higher income countries.
Now, which one of the two Irelands, excuse my ignorance on this one, is the one affiliated with Britain? Is it the Southern Ireland? That's the one that's still part of the empire, and Northern Ireland is the independent country.
Right.
Okay.
The other way around.
Well, that's what I asked.
Northern Ireland.
And Sanders sitting there going, yeah.
Ireland is a country, is a republic, and that is independent. Northern Ireland
is part of England.
Part of England.
Okay, well, thank you for clarifying that. That's why that was a question. It wasn't a statement.
Okay. No political statements.
No, we don't make political statements.
Then we hopped into
Politics Canada. Yes.
we hopped into Scotland and got to Edinburgh.
Yes.
And got to tour the city. The Book of Kells. The Book of Kells is in the Trinity College there. And that is a beautiful, done by monks, and they do beautiful calligraphy. And because I went off-season, you don't have to fight the other tourists to get to see, you know, that's the kind of thing you have to see close up.
You have to see it close up. You don't want to be part of 42 buses all disgorging their passengers at the same time.
Exactly.
And a four-hour wait to get in.
So the shoulder seasons would be November and March, and that's when the tour prices go down, and it was lovely going in the quieter season.
Quiet time.
Is that the church bells ringing?
Actually, we got 15 seconds to break. So
before we join Mark Allen.
We slept in a castle that night, so we'll come back and we'll talk about the castle and our medieval feast.
But it was not.
That's 1-800-851-5313.
We are on the air, by the way. Welcome back to Travel World with Willem, Steve,
good morning.
Sandra, and Yoav. Having a great big lot of fun.
A lot of fun, a lot of
hotel.
Talk about the Ice Hotel where Sandra was during the week for its official opening.
Right.
And, we are still waiting to see if one of our correspondents can last more than 2 hours.
We'll have a bet on the air. How long
this particular this particular correspondent is cold in a room that's heated to 86 degrees. A temperature at which Steve and I are going, holy jeepers, man.
I'm taking 15 minutes on that bet, please. Cover me $20 on 15 minutes.
You know, I think that's what surprised me. I expected, everyone tells you that the hotels in England are cold because they don't have the same temperature needs of North Americans. But all the hotels we stayed in were warm as toast. And
you stayed some good properties.
Yeah, well, they were all four-star properties. And so they were. There was one hotel we stayed in where the place we ate dinner, the room was older than the United States. I mean, these are grand, old, beautiful buildings.
I need to ask you something about the stars, though. Oftentimes, the European hotel rating system is different than the North American rating system.
Right.
So a four-star hotel in Europe may not necessarily be the same as what you'd expect from a...
More like a three-star here.
Okay,
yeah.
Here's the picture. hold
it up to the microphone so listeners
can everybody
everyone
see
can see
the picture.
The George Intercontinental.
The George Intercontinental in Edinburgh. I mean, we were talking gorgeous hotels with chandeliered lobbies and four-poster beds, and this was four-star as we know four-star.
Because
all,
it's internationally known
and
chained.
All
that
along
is why
the
I
way.
Intercontinental,
which is part
Hilton
of
Hotel
Did
chains.
They supply you with rope? In the four poster,
yeah.
No, you got to go bring that with you.
Yes.
except of course at Ruthin Castle, that was a Best Western, which I think is a scream. It was castle, a real live cold damp. Oh no,
cold damp, dingy. You got our basement room called the Shiva room. Yeah,
we were downstairs, what they call the first floor, but in our terms, it was the basement. That was a bit cool. It wasn't
stone
quite,
walls.
But it was fun. It was great fun sleeping and going through all the corridors, and you pass the armor and the big giant
the
fireplaces.
Suite.
And we actually had a medieval feast, and we had to eat with our hands. No utensils. That was
even
really
the soup.
Yes, of course.
You take the bowl and just drink it out of the bowl.
That wasn't as bad as the chicken.
You mean they don't put the bowl on the floor and make you lick it out of the bowl?
No.
Off on your finger. And
that's another part of the castle.
Yeah.
Basement.
The medieval feast got you drunk enough to be able to say the name of the other town we visited.
In Wales.
In Wales. Okay, here we go, guys. Chlenvi, Puchwin, Gethgo, Garethwin, Robichlen, Trisilio, Gogo, Goch. I hope I did that right, and I didn't curse.
There won't be anybody who calls up and tries to correct you. You could say anything, and everyone thinks it's 100% correct.
That's the city that has the longest name. It has 56 letters.
I believe. 56 or 58. I have to go count them again. It's called, the translation in English, The Church of Mary in the Hollow of the White Hazel near the Fierce Whirlpool and the Church of the Cilio by the Red Curve. So now you know why they changed it to Clenvi Puchwin Gethgo Garethwin Robichlen Tresilio Gogogach.
Oh, that's much shorter.
A lot easier to say, right?
What's the nickname?
Yeah.
What's the short version of that?
Clenvi.
Clenvi?
You know, everyone's got to have a nickname. But that was fun, too. Everybody took their picture and learned how to say it. In the bus, they put on a tape so we could all sing along and learn how to say it. See,
sing along.
Yeah, it was fun.
It's like Barney the Dinosaur music.
We went up into the Lake District of England, and that's, you know, every country has a beautiful area of people vacation.
You mean the beautiful Lakelands region?
That's right. And on to Edinburgh Castle. The Queen comes there every June and stays there, so it's the only place that you really could get real royal souvenirs, like, you know, actual pictures that have been okayed by the family to buy. And then back down to York. And I think you've
I've been to
York.
It's 2 hours north of London, if you take the train out of London, if you're in London for a day
trip. How's Old York compared to New York?
Old York is beautiful, small streets.
You can take a lovely walking tour through there. And
yes.
Nice restaurants.
Absolutely lovely town to visit.
Hotel right beside the train station where you can have afternoon tea connected to the rail station. The train's every half hour from London to York.
Is there any comparison in look between Old York and New York?
No, because I'm from New York and didn't recognize any corners.
McDonald's.
And we ended in Stratford-upon-Avon, which was kind of fun, getting to see all the places where Shakespeare hung out. And
was there a Mary Kay convention there?
No.
But we, oh, God.
Bad
we did
time.
Get to go to Anne Hathaway's house to see where he wooed her. Mm-hmm. And went to see, we
where
saw his
he
school.
Wooed her.
I mean, that ended that particular two-week tour, and I just wanted to say something else about the Colette Vacations. Part of it is the tour guides on Colette are salaried tour guides, so that means they're on staff, and there isn't somebody that they picked up that day to jump on the tour bus with you. the one we had...
You, give a tour.
They didn't send a fax and say, you're a tour guide, you do it today, okay.
You know, this tour guide had done this. She had done this for 12 years, so she, you know, they know all the ins and outs. They get you first on the ferry, you get the best seats, you know, in the house when you go to places. Your bus is the best location.
Now, but salaried, okay, that means no tipping?
You tip or tours. Oh. You do definitely do to tip. Okay. I mean, they work. You can imagine being a mother to 40 people for 2 weeks and taking care of all their problems.
Oh, and at
the same time,
three.
You know, at the same time working, you know, 12 hours a day, being a teacher. I mean, the history that they had to know.
The information they have to
give out. The entire history of the United Kingdom in her
teacher,
head.
You know, if you're going to be a teacher, what you got to do is take one of those Sherwood hockey sticks, like my high school teacher used to have, and write beating stick on it. Little tool.
Keep everyone in line.
Never actually used it.
The buses that they use,
right?
What type of equipment are they using? How comfortable are they to go around
the
countryside?
The bus was wonderful. First of all, the seats are higher up, like I mentioned earlier. The windows are high, so you can see over the hedgerows and over the walls, all those walled...
castles?
No, you know, in England, all the farms are all walled off and... You got to see over them to see anything. Of course, there's a bathroom on board. And the driver was in a suit and tie and shirt every single day. I mean, it was just so classy. I mean, you really felt like you had a butler, you know.
Looking after you personally.
Looking after you the whole
time.
He did
it.
Was his name Jeeves?
No. His name was Ken, and he was terrific.
Okay.
His name Joe.
We did London at the beginning of the tour. You get a day of sightseeing in London and a theater. I mean, I don't know how many tours you get to see a show in London.
Hannah, you've been holding out on us now.
Yes.
I'd like you to... What is the telephone number of Colette Tours? I'm not telling you to wrap this up, but just give it out a few times. Because
thank you.
Some people may want to go.
Online, and here's our online techie guy here, so you could put this down on the site, ColetteVacations.com, and the phone number is 1-877-584-7361, and we'll give it out again.
Could they pick a more complicated number?
Well, that's a number just for today and for this week, so anybody calling will have an easy time getting through.
1-877.
And
584-7361 on the internet at www.colettevacations.com. That's C-O-L-L-E-T-T-E, and based down in New England, just outside of Providence, Rhode Island.
Right. Now, they've been around.
They can hear us on WPEP, Taunton.
Yeah, that's something else I left out.
Signal reaches there, 1570, Keating Wilcox's station down there.
Yeah,
that's right.
Colette Vacations has been around since 1918. We're talking, this isn't guys that started up last year. They tour all over the world, everywhere, including Australia, New Zealand, Europe, Canada.
They were in five directories Africa. Out of tours right around the world. North American tours, European vacations.
They sound like they really treated you first class all the way.
Yeah, well, they know what they're doing. They've been doing it a long time, and they've got it down pat. They picked the best
they
properties.
They changed what to Colette Vacations now?
Yeah,
so Colette Tours?
Yeah, it was Colette Tours, and as of this week, it's Colette. So even if you go to Colette Tours.
The website is still Colette Tours, but it's Colette Vacations now.
Right, exactly.
Okay. Oh, they have both names. Okay, one
for a while
other.
Until people realize there's been a change. And I should say also, for people who don't like bus tours, they have Discovery Vacations, where you could take advantage of their group bookings in hotels. So you can book your air in your hotels, and then you can go discover the country or the city on your own and get their package rate and get their good hotel rates by doing it that way.
So even if you're not taking a bus tour, you can still get a great deal by calling them.
Exactly.
What's that number again?
And even if you're not...
1-877-584-7361.
Right. You could get some of the catalogs now and just dream about it until you save up. But there are sales every month. For instance, in February, there are sales to Australia, New Zealand, the California coast, which I mentioned earlier with the beautiful Route 1 there, and Hawaii is on sale in February. That's a nice place to go
now. How much is that?
I only have the Hawaii. I only have the Canadian price. It was $3,600 Canadian. That would be maybe about less than 3,000 U.S.
About $10 dollars.
Yes.
around 2,500 U.S.
I said they took us on a tour of London, but I had come into London early, and that's, again, you could stay at their hotel for extra days. And I came in about 5 days early because I wanted to spend a lot of time in London. I know you've been there, too.
I've been to London twice.
And okay, we've got to take a break.
We'll talk about
more
that
about
when
London.
We come back.
We can.
Across America via satellite.
Travel World will continue.
Travel World Radio Show.
You can't talk about Ireland without talking about you too. And other, there's a joke about yous as well. That Sandra's going to tell us. That was a great promo. That last one for the car show, I laughed myself.
Reminds you of a few people. That,
oh, yes, quite a few people.
You've traveled with.
Oh, yes. He says with great pain. Yes.
Oh, the pain of life.
That was good.
Stephen Pickford, Willem Backus, UF Saralbo with Sandra Phillips in studio. And wrapping up the hour with what you did in London.
Yes, some of the new things, the cabinet war rooms, did you visit them
when
you were there?
I visited the war rooms. Very interesting.
This was amazing. These were the rooms that World War II was led from, organized from. It was where the entire government moved underground during the Blitz and stayed there throughout the war, and they left it. It's like they locked the key, closed the door, and left it, and they just opened it up, and you could see the maps, you know, the phones, the cots they slept on. Fascinating history come to life. And that's new. There's a new Tate Gallery, Modern Art, which was fabulous and interesting. I should say the British museums are free. So you don't have to spend a lot of money.
Oh, my favorite
great word there. Yeah. Yeah. As often as possible.
Free.
Yes,
And talking about deals as well, for the other things that do charge, they have passes that as a tourist you could buy ahead. Before you leave, there's a London pass, a go-see pass, a heritage pass. So you should look into these things because they would give you, for one fee, combined entrance to many, many different things.
Is there a pass go?
collect $200?
No, go see. You go see all of London. And then you can also buy transit passes for the tube and the buses, which we did ahead of
time. The tube?
Yeah,
tube?
That's what they call it. Metro, their subway.
They call it the London Underground.
Yeah, really easy to get.
And that's a good
around value,
and it's much easier to have the pass in advance, so you're not worrying about their zoned system, because it's divided into three or four zones the further you travel. So having that pass, you can travel anywhere.
There's also one that's only sold to tourists, which we can buy here and is great.
Yeah. Now, a note, what other good things there? Because there's a real interesting section you got there, a little note on etymology, not entomology, the study of bugs, but etymology, the study of words.
We talked about earlier how the guides teach you about the culture and history, but you also learn all sorts of other things going on these tours.
Yes.
For instance, we were talking earlier, you were asking about what I learned in Scotland.
Yeah.
Blackmail, you know that word? Well, that comes
only
from...
Only too well.
The black Angus cattle were sort of roaming the fields, and you didn't want to lose your cattle mixing up with somebody else's cattle. So actually you paid mail, which was the word for rent, for people to watch your cattle so they didn't disappear or mix up. If you didn't pay, they had a tendency to disappear. So blackmail comes from the black Angus cattle in Scotland. How about Cheerio?
No, it wasn't oatmeal cereal.
Everybody in England is busy saying, cheerio, cheerio. Well, the wealthy men in, I believe that was Edinburgh as well, were carried on chairs because it was a very mountainous city. And they would the young men would carry them up. And as they would get to corners or places where you couldn't see, they would yell, chair ho, which became a greeting of like cheerio.
And today used in the southern states for, somebody sitting in a chair.
Drag artists came from the Shakespearean actors who dressed as women, and they had to drag their skirts across the stage, and that's where you get drag artists. And as well, eavesdropping.
Wow.
If you've seen the Globe Theater, that's something else you can go see.
Just recently reopened.
Fabulous. They've reconstructed the Globe Theater as Shakespeare had it. So there are people that are standing, I can't believe in this day and age, that stand in the middle, you know, like 1,000 people. And then the seats for the people who can afford more, the upper classes. So what would happen is some of the people in the standees would stand real close to the seats, and there would be an eave overhead where water would sometimes drip on them if it was raining in England, which it does the odd time, right? So they would stand at the edge where the eaves dropped, and they would be listening to the gossip of the upper classes. So that's where
cool.
the eavesdropping came from.
Yeah, that makes a bit more sense as a word origin.
Sometimes you wonder how a word came about, and sometimes the answer doesn't necessarily make any more sense.
I'm not so sure about that blackmail thing, but...
Okay.
There are probably a number of different...
explanations of some of them.
Out there.
Three sheets to the wind. A windmill would have four sails on it.
Yes.
If one of them broke, it would be off balance and a little bit cockeyed, and then so if you get drunk, you're three sheets to the wind.
Okay, I got it.
Yeah. In Anne Hathaway's house, we learned about the tables in the house would have a wooden plank on legs, and you'd have a good side and a bad side because you'd want to eat, and the kids would do their crayoning, whatever, on the bad side. And then when the company came, you turned it over to the good side. So for that, you have all kinds of things, like to turn the tables on you, or bed and board, or being above board, or upper crust, because you get the upper nice side for the fancier people. And threshold as well, I learned from that tour of Anne Hathaway's college, because thresh was on the floor. It's like straw would be on the floor, and you'd have that piece of wood at the doorway.
Which would be
the threshold.
So
not only do you learn history, but sometimes you learn really interesting tidbits. Would you call it etymology?
Etymology. One of my little hobbies. I have all kinds of books on the history of word origins.
Yeah. We didn't talk about English food at all. And I said earlier...
It's all bland.
Yeah.
I heard Steve Meyer said it was.
Absolutely. You were not on a Colette tour with me, because we did not have bland food at all.
No, Colette Tours takes care of you. What's that number again? 1-877?
584-7361.
I guess some of the things, like, it's gone upscale now. We had roast beef, but we had roast beef with whiskey gravy. We had corned beef with caper
really
sauce.
They really want to get you drunk.
Whiskey gravy. Oh, that sounds great.
Yo, I was calling now.
Smoked mackerel with horseradish sauce.
877-584-7361.
He's on the next bus out of here, right?
I'm there.
Get on the bus, guys. And I said, as we talked before, in the pubs that we ate, I mean, we're talking, they had quiche and they had Mexican food and they had chicken Caesar salad.
Bill Luxton does.
They do now in the pubs. They do now in the pubs. And along the way, we got to eat also some of the typical British food because I looked for it, not because you had to eat it. I mean, I had to search for Cornish pasties. Pasties, please forgive me, Mary.
Yeah. Not the people who go to the beach. The British beach vacationers are not Cornish pasties before they go.
That's not what I was thinking of.
Which brings us to my sheep story.
Yes.
While we were touring, the North American tourists get real excited every time they see those sheep in the meadow there.
Dirty
but we noticed that the sheep had like on the backs of them, like there'd be red coloring or blue coloring or green coloring. We didn't know why they were colored. And it was explained to us that this was mating season. So the ram would have a pillow on his tummy with a colored ink on it, and that way they would know which sheep and which ram were the parents of the kid that's born, and which day she was impregnated, and they could keep track of all the different ones. But sometimes we'd see sheep with a few colors on them, and we were told that this was the little slut sheep.
I guess that explains Tammy Faye Baker, doesn't it?
So these are you learn fun things, you learn history, you learn etymology, you learn culture. We were taught to put our fork and knife on our plates when we were finished eating, so they knew when to clear the plates.
Yes.
You learn your manners as well on your tours.
You'll learn a lot when you take a vacation with Colette Vacations. 1-877-584-7361, www.colettevacations.com.
Now, we got to end with what's worn under the kilt, because that's
what
something
worn
else
under
you
the
learn.
Kilt?
What is worn under the kilt?
Nothing's worn under the kilt. It's all in perfect working order.
Aye, lassie.
Okay. By a true Scotsman, when you asked him on your Colette Vacation. Sounds like you had a great time.
Oh, yeah, we had a piper pipe us in, and I mean, that's what cool. They do for you.
Next week, off to discuss Tucson, Arizona, a warm destination. They just had...
You lucky swine, you're headed off to Tucson.
In advance of Vic Phillips' visit, they had just had a record winter storm, first snow in 14 years. they had to stop play at the Tucson Open.
That's because I said I wanted to go. Anyway, and, listen, we got to wrap this up.
Next week.
It's Will and Backus.
Stephen Pickford.
Yoav Saralbo.
And Sandra Phillips.
Join us next week on Travel World. Travel World is produced in Montreal by the NASCAR Marketing Company.